Madding snarled something in the god's sing-song guttural language. I saw the words spill from his mouth as glittering arrows that darted away to strike Shiny. Most of the words were harmless, I gathered by the way they shattered into nothing, but a few of them seemed to land and sink in. The blonde godling's rusty laugh interrupted this tirade.
"Such disrespect, little brother,"
she said, licking charcoal and grease from her lips. No blood. She hadn't nibbled. Yet.
"Respect is earned, Lil," Madding spat off to the side. "Did he even try to earn ours instead of demanding it?"
Lil shrugged, bowing her head until ragged hair obscured her face.
"What does it matter? We did what we had to do. The world changes. As long as there is life to be lived and food to be savored, I am content."
With that, she abandoned her human guise. Her mouth opened wide, wider, stretching impossibly as she bent over the order keeper's huddled forms. I covered my mouth and Madding looked disgusted.
"Flesh freely given, Lil. I thought that was your creed."
She paused.
"This was given."
Her mouth did not move as she spoke. It could not possibly have formed words in the human fashion, as it was.
"By whom? I doubt those men volunteered to be roasted for your pleasure."
She lifted an arm, pointing one skeletal finger at the place where Shiny huddled.
"His kill. His flesh to give."
I shuddered as she confirmed my fears. Madding noticed this and leaned close to examine me, touching my shoulders and head gingerly. The soreness where he touched warned me there would be bruises come morning. "I'm all right," I said again. My head was clearing, so I let Madding help me to my feet. "I'm fine. Let me see him."
Madding scowled. "He really tried to hurt you, Ori."
"I know." I stepped around Madding. Beyond him, I heard the unmistakable, hideous sounds of flesh being torn and bone crunching. I made certain not to move far from Madding, whose broad body blocked my view. Instead, I focused on Shiny, or where I guessed he was. Whatever magic he'd used to kill the Order Keepers was long gone. He was weak now, wounded, lashing out in his pain like a beast. No. I had spent my life knowing the hearts of others through the press of skin to skin. I had felt the petulant anger in that shove. Perhaps it was only to be expected. The quiet goddess had told him to be grateful for having me as a friend. I might never know Shiny well, but I could tell he was too proud to take that as anything but an insult. He was panting again. Shoving me had spent what little strength he'd regained, but I felt it when he managed to lift his head and glare at me. "My home is still open to you, Shiny," I said, speaking very softly. "I've always helped people who needed me, and I don't intend to stop now. You do need me, whether you like it or not." Then I turned away, extending my hand. Madding put my stick into it. I took a deep breath, tapping the ground twice to hear the comforting clack of wood on stone. "Find your own way back," I told Shiny, and left him there. Madding did not delegate the task of caring for me to someone else. That was what I'd expected, since things had been awkward between us since the breakup. Yet he stayed, bathing me as I knelt shivering in the cold water. Madding could have heated the water for me. Gods were handy that way, but the cold was better for my back. When that was done, he bundled me into a soft, fluffy robe that he had conjured, tucked me into bed on my belly, and settled in beside me. I didn't protest, though I gave him an amused look. "I suppose this is just to keep me warm?"
"Well, not just."
Snuggling closer and resting a hand on the small of my back, that part was unbruised.
"How's your head?"
"Better. I think the cold helped. It felt nice, having him there against me, like old times. I told myself not to get used to it, but that was like telling a child not to want candy." There isn't even a lump.
He brushed aside a few coils of hair and sat up to kiss the nape of my neck.
Might be one come morning. You should rest.
I sighed. It's hard to rest if you keep doing things like that. Matting paused, then sighed, his breath tickling my skin.
Sorry.
He lingered there for a moment, with his face pressed against my neck, breathing my scent, and finally he sat up, shifting to put a few inches between us. I missed him immediately and turned my face away so that he would not see.
I'll have someone bring Shiny back if he hasn't made it on his own by morning.
He said finally, after a long, uncomfortable silence.
That was what you asked me to do.
There was no point in thanking him. He was the god of obligation. He kept his promises.
Be careful of him, Ori, he said quietly. Yena was right. He doesn't think much of mortals, and you saw what his temper's like. I have no idea why you took him in. I have no idea why you do half the things you do. But just be careful. That's all I ask.
I'm not sure I should let you ask anything of me, Mad. I knew I'd pissed him off when the room lit up in bright, rippling blue-green.
It doesn't all go one way between us, Ori, he snapped.
His voice was softer in this form, cool and echoing.
You know that.
I sighed, started to turn over, and thought better of it when my bruises throbbed. Instead, I turned just my face to him. Matting had become a shimmering, humanoid shape that was only vaguely male, but the look that boiled in his face was wholly that of an injured lover.